from WABI TV5. It is our friend Tim Throckmorton. Tim, welcome, sir.
Oh, my gosh. It's great to be back, Rich. Why is there always so much time between these visits?
I don't, because you waste your time on that other silly show.
Yeah.
I kid.
I'm glad to see we're all getting along so well.
I kid. So, Tim, listen, as part of this big deal that was announced today with Channel 5, do you have to move to Atlanta?
No, I'm moving to Presque Isle.
Well, fantastic.
The same company, Gray, owns the Presque Isle station, and we're all just sort of finding out about the new company that we're working for, and from everything we've heard is that we're going to be sort of status quo. Everything's going to go as we've been going for years and years, and been a successful station in this market. So we're not scared of any big changes coming. But as you probably can imagine, Rich, you worked out here for many years. That the Hildreth company, it was kind of special working for a family-owned TV station. And I always really appreciated the Hildreth family for what they've done and how long they stuck with owning a television station independently. And it became more and more difficult as the years went by. And it was time. And this morning they thanked us all for being such a big part of community broadcasting, which will still exist in another way without us. But it feels a little different, but maybe just for the old timers like me.
Well, yeah, and the Hildreth family, they were such great people, interesting folks. I remember working having Hottie Hildreth around through the years. The younger son, who was known affectionately as Hooker Hildreth. They were an interesting group, but they really believed in local broadcasting, and they were so supportive through the years. And as you said, doing this at a time when it's really bucking most of the trends around the country and keeping it going as a family-owned business for a long, long time.
For as long as they did, yeah. It's 60-plus years. Having talked to Rainey Kluke this morning, that he said when AGM was acquired by Gray quite a while ago, he said that they've been treated very well. I wasn't involved in the negotiations, obviously, but being a very low down on the totem pole. But I've heard that when they talked about finding the right partner as a buyer, that they were really concerned with making sure that we were treated well with all the compensation we're getting and all the staffing we have, and that won't change. So we were a little bit worried what might be coming, but I think as the day has gone on, it's been we've just been sort of letting out the air and go, it's going to be the same. And the bottom line is it's the people, it's the employees that make the company. I mean, the management, the upper management may think it's, well, they don't think it's them. But, if you don't have the people on the ground doing their job and doing it well, and I hope we're doing it well, that we wouldn't have been successful for this many decades. So I'm hoping it just sort of keeps going.
Absolutely. Well, we hope so. But, certainly big news, and not just in the broadcast business, but big news here in the state of Maine, having been owned by the family for so very long. Well, it's a nice lead-in to talking about the upcoming high school basketball tournament, Tim, because I was trying to reminisce and recall today. Have you lost count? How many high school tourneys will this be for you?
Oh, that's a good question. Well, I think... as you know, and you may have started doing the same thing that I did, my first year I was just plugging commercials in on the radio when Gary Thorne and Steve Martin and you and George Hale were calling the game. So I don't know if that counts as my first tournament working. It would be 1981, and then first covering it for sports would be 84. So, for shooting highlights and that sort of thing. So, yeah, it's been a while. Been a few of them.
And I was saying yesterday on the air, and I know it was true back when I was doing TV, and I assume it is today, it's simultaneously one of the most enjoyable times of the year and certainly the most exhausting.
Well, it's a good point. You never want to let on that you're exhausted by covering someone's the joys of some of these towns. That's the heart of their existence in the winter. And so... by the end of the week, you're going home and you're exhausted. But there is something about the the thrills that go beyond the game-winning basket. It's the just seeing, from my perspective, seeing coaches that you've seen for years and years, and you wish them well. You wish the towns that you know that you've covered for a long time. You just have feelings about towns that you're not from. I don't want to name a couple, but you know, you just, if you name any town in Eastern Maine, I have an association with that town, and a big part of that association is with the basketball program.
Right, right.
You know, you can feel the, when you see the uniform, or you know, you can see the school colors. You have a feeling about what that is all about. You know, like the Stearns girl. You know, when they were winning the state championship or going to the state game in 87. I mean, when I see those uniforms, I think all the way back. I think 30 years back. So, I mean, I can feel that with almost every town in Eastern Maine. There's a sense that I'm not just showing up to cover a basketball game. I'm covering a generation of players, and it's just that's the fun part for me.
Well, yeah,
all of that,
and it is for it's not just for media folks. It's for the individuals involved: coaches, players, athletic directors, administrators, band members, cheerleaders, fans. But for anybody who's been there for years and years, it is in a sense our annual family reunion to get together and see people that you maybe haven't seen, especially if they're from Roosted County or down in Washington County. It might have been last year's tournament the last time you got to see them face to face.
Absolutely, and you know, and the visits with your sort of old friends, your sort of people that you've sort of been acquaintances with for decades at this point. It's never sort of long enough. Hey, how are you? You get caught up with a couple of sentences, and then they're you know, you're swept away by something else. But that's the fun part and the exhausting part, as you just put it. That there's all of that energy personally coming at you. That's the fun part. But that's at the end of the week, you're going, wow, I just talked to a 500 people that I kind of know and I kind of like, and I tried to reconnect with them. And so it is pretty cool though. It's tournament week. If you aren't connected to it, you may not understand that, but it is something amazing.
And I have to think there are few events, you know, Maine hockey, certainly at times, Maine women's basketball, but there are a few events around here that generate that level of energy.
You know, you naming a couple, I'll name another one: Special Olympics Summer Games.
Yes, absolutely.
I go up there and I go around and I see, I might hug 100 people. They just come running up. They're so excited and they're thrilled. And over the years, I've gotten an association with all the athletes, and it is so fun. That's one of the best events of the year for me. But it's the same thing. It's the it goes beyond the sport itself. It's the human connection.
We're talking to Tim Throckmorton, WABI TV5 here on Downtown. I don't want to put you on the spot, but is there a coach that'll be there in the tournament this year off the top of your head that was coaching back when you started covering the tournament?
Ooh, wow. Jesus. Bill McAvoy?
Oh, yeah.
Coaching?
Absolutely, yeah. Larry Gardner up at Fort Fairfield, maybe?
Yeah. I'm trying to think more local. Well, Roger Reed's an assistant coach.
Yeah. Jeff Hart?
Jeff Hart is about my age, and I think he probably started right after college. He's probably 30 plus years, isn't he?
I think so. Yeah.
That's. But even, you know, it's not even just the people that have been there. You know how hard it is to coach. You've coached a little, but you know you haven't coached enough of the hardcore high school to be able to know what it's like to get. I hate to say it, but you know, the town can beat you up if it's not going well.
Yeah, they can.
No, I don't mean physically, but you know, it's just and so a lot of times good coaches, you know, they do it for a while and they move on to something else. And in order, you know, I kudos to those great coaches that can stick around and not be brought down by any naysayers or anything negative that's happening around them. You know, that is one tough job. If you're working for a buck an hour all winter, and you're getting all the comments from the townsfolk, or you know, I'm making this a big negative thing, but you know, I just want to make. I think it's I would hold up on a pedestal any coach that sticks around for 20, 30 years. That's just amazing. That's good for them.
Yeah, because nobody does this to get rich. And I have even double respect for people who are also still in the classroom and teaching and coaching as well, because they often get double-barreled criticism sometimes. And you know, as we've seen through the years, you can build up a lot of goodwill and then a couple of bad seasons, and then it's easy to forget everything you've accomplished in the past. But it's one of the great events on the sports calendar every year. And, you know, is the atmosphere the same as it was at the Bangor Auditorium? Well, no, it never could be, because that was such a unique facility in and of itself. But I think the Cross Center is coming into its own, and because of the creature comforts that it offers, it sure makes for an awfully good experience for the fans, if not quite as intimate as the old barn.
No, that's true too. And you know, there are always changes, and you and I we're becoming old timers quite quickly, and so we can always say back in the day this was better or worse. That's personal preference. But I was talking to a 30-year-old basketball player for Bangor High just the other day, and she said, I'm glad I got to play at Bangor instead of Augusta. Well, you know, there's nothing wrong with Augusta. Augusta is a great facility, but you know, some of the tournaments move, things change. But you know, it's bottom line, if we're talking about how special it is to get your whole town together supporting you and getting all the excitement generated with rooting for your basketball, local basketball team, that's not the building.
No,
you know,
you're right.
It's a different change. We're not going in and looking at all the pipes on the ceiling and the dripping and all that. But you know, I don't want to put down the old Bangor Auditorium, because I loved it too. But it's not the building. And after a couple of years, you start seeing that, oh yeah, this is fine too. We can make do with this beautiful facility.
Absolutely.
I know you're sitting in the Cross Insurance as one of your major sponsors, and they should be on your show. But I think it's a wonderful venue, and I think after a few years, we're starting to settle in that, yeah, we're good.
Oh yeah, and there's no question in my mind. I would much rather be sitting there watching a game than be sitting smelling God knows what in the old auditorium.
Yeah, can you imagine when we first started going down there that building was full of smoke? Just the cigarette smoking. Maybe it was just in the lobby area, but it was just
That blue haze as you would step out from the court and walk out into those hallways and cut your way through the fog. Oh yeah, it was. I don't miss it.
No, I miss the memories are great. We don't have to smell our memories though.
No, and you know, thank God there's still a few guys out there, and I don't know how Rainey Kluke, how old he is. Rainey's ageless, but now there are some guys who will be at the tournament that are a little bit older than you and I, so we're not quite the grand old men yet.
No, I guess not, and I don't know what that means anyway. I mean, yeah, if you've seen a lot of tournament games, tournament means something different to everybody. It has different meaning, and it is kind of weird thinking of yourself as the old one of the old guard, you know. Although you know when they're like all the old MPA people, you know, when
yeah,
we were
yeah.
young, they just wanted us to get out of the way, and now we're getting a little bit more respect from the hierarchy down there.
Yeah, there's no Woody Bailey yelling at us to get out of the way.
Yeah, what are you doing? Get out of here. You can't park there.
Absolutely. Well, Tim, I know it's going to be a great time as always. We'll be watching another year of high school tournaments starting soon. Hey, thanks to you as always for visiting with us this afternoon. Hope all is well otherwise with you and the family, and we'll talk with you again, and it won't be so long next time.
Oh, good. Thanks, Rich.
All right, we'll
great
see
talking
you, Tim.
To you.
That's Tim Throckmorton, WABI TV 5.